Hello, everybody. Welcome back to I've Got a Bad Feeling About This, a premier Star Wars podcast, which has the most scheduled release dates ever. We don't just record when we can and put it out when we can. This is a carefully curated podcast in which we record and put out things at a very regimented date and time.
And Bennett spent several days editing these.
Day and night, actually. I just sit and edit out all the bad words and all the times I get something wrong and all the times any of us get anything wrong. So, yeah, usually our recording sounds about 3 hours long and you guys get about 45 minutes of it. If you guys notice I'm talking a little weird, I just want to put it out right now. Got Invisalign, so I'm going to sound a little different for a little bit. So yeah, let's get that out of the way. We got two episodes of Bad Batch to talk about this week. We got episode 3, which was titled something, and episode 4, which was also titled something. Hey, Chuck, you got those titles?
I was hoping you had the titles.
Bad Batch Episode 3 was called...
Nope, I'm going to find it first on the Disney Plus app.
That was Replacements. Whoops.
Ow!
Did we do 1 and 2 on Episode 1 of this show?
Yeah.
We must have. Okay, so Episode 4 was called Cornered. Episode 5 was called Rampage. That's right. So...
I remember reading that title, and I was like, oh, this might be something scary. And then
and, you know, they kind of did a bait and switch, but we'll get to that. Episode 4 was, to get this out of the way, was probably my favorite episode of the series so far. Definitely one of the more, like, kind of story-focused that kind of it propelled us. So we've gotten 4 episodes in a row, in my mind, that has propelled the story forwards with a good pace that it hasn't slowed down, and you know, we're only getting what 16 episodes of this show, so it's nice to have that type of pace, and I enjoy to have that. But this next episode 5 that came out this week, Rampage, less good. So episode four introduced Fennec Shand, our first crossover character from The Mandalorian to appear in something else. And she is revealed to be hunting Omega for some unknown party. And some pretty cool adventuring ensues. There's a lot of cool stuff in this. The whole episode, in my mind, had a lot of Mandalorian vibes. Not so much thematically, but very much so in the look and style of the episode. A lot of action in this one, along with some pretty clever plans that are hatched by the Batch. Whoa, that was good. That was something. And I just, to me, it was a pretty decent episode. I cringed when there was a protocol droid, because I hate protocol droids. But luckily, they kind of leaned into that and made her the worst. I liked Tech's droid suit. I almost prefer that to when he doesn't have his helmet on, because when he doesn't have his helmet on, he looks
SpongeBob from the Suds episode.
Yeah, he looks like Squidward. I've got the Suds.
Bennett just doesn't like him.
And no, I like Echo just fine.
You don't like his arm.
I just don't like his arm.
Yeah.
And terrible. Like
big meanie.
They have this whole chase scene through the sewers, which I thought was fun. And the chase scene throughout the city. I'm not sure what the city is called or the planet's called, but it was pretty fun. There was a lot of like collateral damage deaths in this episode, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like Fennec straight up just shot one of the police officers and then also crashed another guy's car into a building and presumably killed him. Fennec ends up getting bested by the Batch, mostly just because Hunter is a very good hand-to-hand combat, and also Omega is pretty quick on her feet. So Chuck, I'm gonna hand it over to you after I just did that little quick little summary for a rating and your thoughts on the episode.
See, now we've kind of got the last episode fresh in our minds, so I'm trying to get that out of my head, because man, I'm thinking about it. Bennett got me thinking about the most recent episode. I did enjoy this episode. It was interesting to sort of see the way that Echo was used, because he's kind of been annoying. I will be honest, Echo's not very high on my rankings. It was sort of interesting to see Fennec play the deceitful, I guess I could use that word, deceiving. I think I like that word better. And it's really cool to have Ming-Na Wen back on. It's Ming-Na Wen, right? I don't think you could throw anybody else in there and just call it good. If you're asking me for a rating, my mind's telling me 8.5.
Nice.
That's where my mind's going.
That is exactly what I gave it as well. I thought it was just a pretty textbook Star Wars episode. I didn't have qualms with anything they did with it. And of course, anytime we can get Ming-Na Wen some more spotlight in the Star Wars universe, I'm gonna be very happy. She's also very active on Twitter, and she's one of those community people that has really stepped up and kind of like been sort of a bridge between the community and like the celebrity. So I always people do that. And Pedro Pascal used to be that, and I don't know if Disney was like, hey, stop or something.
Stop it.
Because he was like retweeting a lot of different things that may have challenged Disney's ordeals. Leave it at that. And I don't know if there was something there. I can't believe that he did it on his own accord, because he still likes those tweets. He just doesn't retweet them anymore. I also put the hot take that Fennec is Star Wars Catwoman. I think that's pretty true. Because she's like, I'm making it on my own. I'm making money. I'm fucking shit up always.
There goes the swears.
I mean, I don't think we've had a clean episode of this podcast for a while.
Yeah, that's ever. True.
Actually,
so even the protocol droid doesn't hinder your rating. You don't.
No, and I hate protocol droids.
Like, I know, that's why I said that.
They are one of my least favorite tropes in Star Wars. Like,
what is your least favorite?
I would say probably like the bumbling guy who gets things done on accident.
Like Jar Jar.
Jar Jar, and to an extent, Hondo.
And need more Hondo Onaka content.
Also,
I swear to God, watch who's gonna pop up next week.
When they were talking about the informant that had worked with the Jedi named Sid, I thought it was gonna be Hondo Onaka using a pseudonym. But when it was that, yeah. Well, again, we'll get to this episode, because the more I think about it, the more it's a pretty outrageous episode. But that's probably my least favorite Star Wars trope. What's your least favorite Star Wars trope?
I kind of have to agree with. Yeah, I have to agree with that. It's like,
you like Hondo.
I mean, I like Hondo, but I don't see him in the same light as Jar Jar.
That's fair. Jar Jar, and I'd say Ahsoka in some of the early Clone Wars episodes was very
early Clone Wars. It's like, if you liked Ahsoka back then, you must have really had faith. Right. Geez, you know,
and there's a character from, I know that not a lot of people watch it, but there's a character from Resistance who's very similar. He's a Nikto, and he's like very smart, but he's awkward, so sometimes he gets them in trouble because of how awkward he is, but sometimes he solves problems like ingeniously on accident, and I'm like, God, this show is just dumb, dude. And then it got really good near the end, but as every Filoni show does. I just, that trope, Star Wars seems to be infatuated with it, because it just happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even to an extent,
like, oh, you've got all these characters, you know, like a Darth Vader, or I mean, even to go Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan, you know, all these guys who are just like solid well-structured characters, and then let's throw in a guy who's kind of a joke.
And luckily,
he'll stumble into a positive reaction, you know, like you're saying.
Yeah, and luckily, like, that doesn't really happen in the sequel trilogy that often, but that's because everyone in the sequel trilogy is kind of a goof-ass in some way or the other. You know what I mean? Like,
you're not wrong.
Between the main trio, they're all kind of silly, goofy in their own ways. Like, Poe's just really sassy, Finn's kind of the awkward guy, and Rey's, like, the clueless...
I'm trying to remember the scene in the first movie. I bypassed the compressor. It's like, huh?
Oh, and then she like accidentally opens the Raftards and that gets them out of a jam.
Oh yeah, it's like it's like let me just press these buttons. That'll work. Yeah.
And, I mean, like, hey, listen, the whole Mary Sue thing is stupid. Because quite honestly, every Star Wars character has stumbled into a stupid-ass solution once or twice. All right, let's talk about the next episode. I'm not excited to, because this was the worst episode yet, honestly.
Easily.
The biggest thing we got is Omega got her bow. Like, the one that we saw in the trailers a couple of times.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Got her energy bow from the... what the fuck are the Zygerians? I don't think we've ever seen the Zygerians. Yeah, I don't know what they're called. But
we've seen them before.
I don't know if we've seen them before. Maybe.
How in the world do you spell that?
Okay, we have in the Clone Wars for a moment.
Yeah. See, I knew it.
It was okay. They were kind of cool. I like the way they look. My real issue with them is that they're slavers.
Yeah.
pretty big issue. Kind of also an issue that in Star Wars their entire race seems to be slavers. Except for like the Jedi that exists and also like whatever that the queen was. It always gets a little weird when you introduce slavery into Star Wars because it's such a serious issue that I don't think a kid's show, and I'm not saying The Bad Batch is straight up a kid's show, I'm just saying this episode was like literally a fucking episode of SpongeBob.
Pretty much.
can tackle. I don't know if it's an issue that they can tackle appropriately. There's a scene where Omega asks what slaves are, and they're like, it's when someone gets forced to work.
Oh yeah, that was a moment I was like, huh, she straight up just asked what slavery is.
And, like, I guess they're kind of trying to force the parallel that the clones have some... There's, like, context, there's subtext there that they're getting forced to do things they don't want to do. Mm-hmm. But it just, to me, was not approached correctly. And I'm not saying it was offensive, because I think that's crossing a line. I wouldn't call it offensive. I just say it was a weird way to broach it. It very much felt like... And like an episode of Star Trek when they're like, well, Commander Riker, what are drugs? Well, drugs are a bad thing that make you do bad things. And, you know, drugs. It was weird. The whole, what slavery? What? Babe, what is this?
What is slavery? Well, Omega, you see.
Well, you see. It was a really weird way to broach that subject. And the Bad Batch is like, well, the Republic outlawed slavery, so it's good now, but whatever. And honestly, like, it ends up being kind of a moot point because I don't know if you noticed this, but the Bad Batch saves Moochie, and we'll get to who Moochie is in a second here. They save Moochie from from slavers to sell her to another slaver. That's how the episode ends. They save her from the Zygerians, and they give her to the big cameo this week. Who's notably a slaver. So what the fuck was this episode about? Okay, so like, it's just like, what was this episode?
Like, unless there's something that's going to happen later on.
Which I doubt, because this episode was definitely a one-shot standalone, probably. Okay, let's get into like kind of a summary. basically what happens is they are looking for somebody to tell them. They go to Orb Mantell, which is a pretty big planet, and they're going there to meet an informant to figure out who hired Fennec Shand. They get there, it's some woman named Cid, and Omega...
Well, at first they don't know it's a woman.
Right, because they're like, where's this boy, this man, this male named Cid? And then Omega's like, what if it's her?
Nah.
And they're like, oh, maybe, I guess. And it's some Trandoshan woman. She's voiced by Danny DeVito's ex-wife. What's her name?
Oh my god.
I don't remember her name. Valerie? Danny DeVito, ex-wife. Rhea Perlman. Ray Pearl. I don't know how you say that. Whatever. She's voiced by her. She actually does a really good job because I thought the voice was great for the character. But she's like, I know who hired Fennec Shand. Go get this Moochie girl for me and we'll talk. So basically it's a side quest, this whole episode. So they save Moochie. Meanwhile, Omega almost gets kidnapped by the slavers, but then she's fine. And then the Bad Batch gets captured and Omega has to free them. And the way she frees them is by sneaking past the guards and opening a cage, which lo and behold is a Rancor. Hence Rampage. And what I meant earlier by bait and switch, they keep doing this thing where Wrecker has a headache. And it's so obvious that they're like, something's wrong with his inhibitor chip. And they keep like nudging you in the ribs, being like, hey, something's wrong with Wrecker's inhibitor chip. When are we going to see that come to fruition? And I'm like, that's a good fucking question, Dave. When are we? And I'm not like frustrated with the series as a whole. It's just this episode did nothing.
Ow, my head.
Legit. Like, and then they're like,
you okay, buddy?
And he's like, oh, it's okay. Oh, God. And, you know, they said,
drink some water.
They said it was Rampage, and it kind of got me excited because I was like,
oh, yeah, I was like, something's going to happen.
What if Wrecker goes like crazy and kills some folks?
The Rampage of that episode was this. It wasn't even a full grown Rancor. It was a kid Rancor. It was the
baby Rancor
running around just acting like somebody with the zoomies. I'm like,
Literally, she was like running around and skidding on dirt and couldn't like
literally just running around like it was playtime at recess. I was like, I don't know what kind of Rampage this is, but
he killed like a couple of the slavers, I guess. Quite honestly, the best moment of the episode was Hunter fighting the leader of the slavers. Well, I don't know what the hell his name was, but
oh yeah,
he like got in a fist fight, and it was a very good fist fight, and that was it. Like it was cool, but like it was short. I mean, you can't really have a huge fight scene like that, I guess, two episodes in a row, because there was already one with Hunter and Fennec. But listen, when the show is going to be about the Bad Batch, fights are going to be your bread and butter. And quite honestly, I don't give a shit about Moochie the Rancor. Was it kind of funny when they were like, the guy was speaking a different language. He was like, Chugi Boogie Moochie, Chugi Boogie Moochie. And they were like, oh shit. The Moochie's the Rancor, isn't she? And like, and first off, I don't even know what he was speaking because he wasn't speaking Huttese and he wasn't speaking like any other language we've ever heard before. So I'm pretty sure the guy was just like, I don't know, just say something with Moochie in it and we'll be chilling. And I don't know. Omega got her bow. I don't even think she used it. And Wrecker, like, arm wrestled the fucking Rancor till it got tired. And they just kind of, and they fell asleep together.
Rampage. Rampage.
Rampage. Tough episode. Let's go. And then here's the big reveal that really frustrated me. Fucking Bib Fortuna comes in and buys Moochie. You know, Jabba, who owns slaves, buys the Rancor. So we save her from the cat slavers to give it to the big slug slaver.
It's pronounced Hutt.
Yeah, sorry. No offense to my Hutts out there, but
Big, what did you say?
My huts.
No, before that, what'd you call them?
Plugs.
Wow. I'll tell Zero. Zero the Hut, you
He's
remember Zero?
dead. He's dead. You can't tell him shit.
Well, that's true.
You can tell his kid. But like, what a freaking frustrating like episode to have after last week's. It literally murdered all the momentum that we had from last week going into this week, in my opinion. And also for all you people freaking out that Mucci was the Rancor that Luke killed, probably not. Mucci was a girl, most or a female Rancor, most likely from what they were saying. And the Rancor in Return of the Jedi was confirmed in some of the new canon novels to be male. So there you go. Why would they even have that confusion there? I fucking don't know. Honestly, this was one of the most perplexing episodes of any Filoni verse thing that I've seen for a very long time. So, Chuck, give me your thoughts and rating.
Yeah, no, I what's sticking in my head is like seeing Mucci run through the fucking desert, and like you could put like cartoon music behind that and it would fit in on something you'd see on Cartoon Network. Well, I mean, Clone Wars was on Cartoon Network.
Right.
You know, I was just like, yeah, like you said, I saw Rampage, I was like, ooh, okay. I was like, oh, this is what we get, huh? And to Bennett's point, we don't learn anything about, I mean, what, give me something that advanced the plot here outside of the cool bow or whatever. Can you give me anything?
No.
Exactly.
We figured out, okay, the one thing we figured out was that whoever hired Fennec didn't do it through the guild. Okay, that's
Oh.
all we learned. It was a direct commission, so they didn't go to the guild, and the guild got Fennec. Somebody sought Fennec out to get Omega. And honestly, fucking guys, at this point, it's obvious that it's the Empire. Like, it's stupid that we're doing this. Or not the Empire, maybe the Kaminoans. But, like, it's obvious it's some kind of
Oh,
team. Like,
Kaminoan sounds right.
it just. I don't know why we're spending so much time on this Fennec thing. And I don't mind it, because I love Fennec Shand, and I love Ming-Na Wen, and she's a fantastic villain for this show, in my opinion, because she straddles the same line of good and bad. Because every bounty hunter really does. But I love it if we could get to the point where we're focusing back on Crosshair and Tarkin and Valance, or not Valance, that's another Star Wars character, Rampart. Because those are the parts of the series
When was the
that
last time we saw our buddy Rampart? A couple episodes ago?
three replacements, so 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And they like left it on a big thing. They're like, congratulations, Admiral Rampart, because he was Vice Admiral, so now he's Admiral.
Was like, ooh, and they're like, ah, we're gonna put you on hold for a
And they're
second.
like, oh, we're not gonna see you for the next 4 episodes, I guess. Shit. And like, I think this is one of the and okay, I'm gonna do something here,
Oh.
and listen, I know we have a limited viewership, and I know some of you personally, and I know you guys will die on this hill, but this is something Filoni does wrong. I think Filoni has a really hard time pacing. Mandalorian, my biggest gripe with the Mandalorian is sometimes the pacing feels off. My biggest gripe with most of the Clone Wars is that the pacing is off. And honestly, from what I understand from season 7, the pacing was fucking wacko. And I get it. That was like because they were rushing to get it out, and that's okay. And it was still a very good ending to the show, from what I gather. I still haven't seen it, sorry. But Chuck, maybe you can shed some light on this. They had that whole arc about Ahsoka and those sisters.
Ah, now I'm upset. I hated
Completely
that arc so
murdering the
much.
momentum that they set
It
up
didn't
for
do
the first 3
anything. It
episodes.
was basically Ahsoka's like, oh, I'm just gonna go off on my own. And I think it was the Martinez sisters or the Martez sisters.
Yeah.
Terrible. One, oh, there you go, Bennett. You want another character who fucking stumbles around, has no competence, and does things? One of the sisters does that. It's like, you schmuck. There you go. Yeah, no, that was terrible. I hated that arc so much because, I mean, all it did was it led Ahsoka back into the things. You know what I mean?
Like,
it led her back into Jedi bullshit. That's all it did.
These types of arcs, they gum up the rest of the show. And, like, I'm not going to say you're wasting precious time because The Bad Batch is a bit more expanded where you can waste an episode on something like this.
Yeah.
But it still feels like a really cheap episode that is just used to fill a slot. It didn't advance the story, and it didn't, I don't know, maybe I'm being too hard on it, and maybe I'm sounding like one of those guys who doesn't understand that at the end of the day, Star Wars is for kids. It just really felt like it was a neck-snapping tone switch, in my opinion. I could have been eased into a more comedic episode and been okay with it. Maybe if there was, like, a really very grim episode the week prior, and, like, okay, let's get a break. But this didn't even feel like a Star Wars episode. It literally felt like a fucking kids show. I don't know how to explain it. It was a little disappointing. Let's get into our clone power rankings. We forgot to do them at the end of last episode. So let's hit it up. What is your current clone?
We go Hunter at number one.
Ooh, usurping Wrecker.
It records it too, so.
Oh, okay.
Hunter, Wrecker. Are we still including Crosshair?
Yeah, he's, you know, yeah. Oh, but we said this week we'd include Omega, so.
Okay, I'll put Omega at three. Omega's really grown on me. I remember, you know, the first few episodes, people were fucking bitching. This character's annoying. I was like, I don't know, doesn't really bother me. Omega. Omega.
Omega.
Number three. I'll go Crosshair at four.
Yeah, number four. Okay.
Wait, what did I say?
You said number three, then said number four, but I got
Well,
you.
Hunter's one. Wrecker's two.
Wrecker two. Omega.
Omega's three.
Omega three fatty acids.
Stop.
And then
Crosshair's at four. Okay. Echo and then Tech. Nick always will be at the bottom until he does something that's meaningful.
Mine's pretty similar. I'm gonna go Hunter because he's cool still. He's doing the most.
He got the one spot for that fight you mentioned.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. And the Fennec fight was pretty good too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hunter, Crosshair, Omega, Wrecker, Echo, Tech.
Yay, Wrecker above Echo.
I mean that's staying where it was from last week because it's really not his fault. They're just not using him. He's been so useless. Like this episode, he got murked by like a fucking owl dragon or some bullshit. Remember that? He like got thrown off the building and he hit his head.
Oh yeah.
Out. I was like, put some respect on this guy's name, dude. He's been here since, like, the seventh episode of The Clone Wars. Like,
he did get kind of smacked.
And he's been getting smacked! Like, I don't know. I kind of liked him in the Fennec episode. The Fennec episode was the first time they kind of let Echo be clever, which I think is one of the reasons I like him. I forgot what they were called. His Clone Force proud. But I just can't reconcile putting him any higher than Wrecker at this point because Wrecker's been doing shit and Echo has not. Tech has been, I don't know, pretty fucking useless lately. He fixed the ship, but Echo helped him. The droids did it for him. Shout out to my boy Clink. Did you see that droid from the Fennec episode? That little stubby droid with arms and legs?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, I love that droid.
Just not protocol droids.
No. And it just, I feel bad that he's not. They're not doing it.
Yeah, anything. Those two kind of get put on the back burner. They're like, eh, you guys can kind of just sit around. What happened to Echo. He got so yeah, he got sold as a droid.
Yeah, and it
It's a
was like,
great plot point. They're like, eh. I mean, his droid suit was cool, but
and you know, honorable mention out of my top five is Gonki, my boy Gonki. Gotta love him, just vibing all the time. I mean, I don't even know if he's been in anything other than the Bad Batch. I don't know if he was in the Clone Wars at all, but yeah,
Honky.
I like him. He just kind of sits and
And
has
says gonk.
he goes gong gong, and Omega was like, "Quick, act natural," and he just turned himself off. And I was like, "No, Gonki." I don't know. The show is doing
Oh,
a decent job.
rating 3
Oh my
for
god.
the show, for
Oh
the
yeah, I guess they
episode.
never gave numerical numbers.
Three.
Wow, that is low. I was gonna give it a
I
five.
mean, I don't, I can't take much away from the episode.
That's fair. The only reason I'm giving this a five is because I liked the characters during the episode. Like, none of them acted unnatural. None of them acted out of pocket. None of them acted like they weren't their characters as usual. So, like, more of the same to me is a five because I am definitely endeared by this group that
Yeah, that makes
together.
sense. I just like basically for this episode we sat in mud. That's all we did.
Seriously, it's like a wagon wheel got stuck. I was.
It...
I think part of the reason I was so disappointed in the episode is exactly that. It was a disappointment. I was just like, man, we've been speeding down this hill and we're just gonna get caught up on this? What? And Orb Mantell is a cool planet, so I was pretty excited that we were going there in the first place. But to have it. And honestly, okay, I will say the first 5 minutes of the episode were pretty good. Like, the setup was pretty good. I was into it. Rescuing somebody from slavers. And you know, dealing with that was interesting, aside from the weird explanation of slavery that they slipped in there. But then it just crumbled. The Rancor was dumb. I'm sorry. I was like
Oh,
hyped.
that too. I mean, we go from the Rancor we get in Return of the Jedi, and then we get Mochi.
Some baby cute Rancor, and yeah, it was cute, and yeah, I liked that it was cute. It was like a little stubby Rancor lady, and I thought she was like a little. She reminded me like of a pit bull puppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it just pissed me off like that. The biggest thing was like the blue balls of not even knowing who hired Fennec. Like, that was just like, are you fucking kidding me? It's like doing a side quest in a video game, and once you get done with it, they're like, we have another quest for you to finish now. Thank you.
It's like, oh.
What? What? I just spent 3 hours getting apples for your fucking pie. Like,
But now I need you to get oranges.
I need to get oranges for the orange juice. Shut up! Tell me who hired Fennec. And like, it. And again, in my mind, it's a foregone conclusion. So it's like, fuck, can we just move on?
So
But
basically, are we putting a lot of pressure on next week?
I'm putting a lot of pressure on next week. I'm not going to drop the series because we're doing this. And I mean, I two bad episodes in a row is not enough for me to drop a series. But I am putting a lot of pressure on the next episode to move the plot along, or else I'm going to feel like I don't know if they can wrap up a Fennec arc. And can do intriguing things with the rest of the season. I don't want them to rush at any point. You know what I mean? But I also want them to keep this forward momentum. I'm a fan of a slow burn, but I'm also not a fan when the slow burn has like a beach episode in the middle. And this was like a Star Wars equivalent of a beach episode. All right, we have some news. We got some news, Star Wars news. When we get podcast news, I'll play like an alarm or something because that'll be big. But right now, this is still pretty amateur. I don't know if you read this. They're halting all production on Rangers of the New Republic.
Oh, you told me about this.
This was put out during another piece of news, which is a little more positive. Actually, way more positive. Complete 180. But, no reason was given. They just are halting production until further notice. Gut reaction is to say it's to do with Gina Carano in that whole deal. And if you want to know my thoughts on that, you can scroll and figure it out because I talked about it. And you're probably not going to agree with me. Some of you won't. Some of you will. That's just how it is. But I think that if whatever they have to do to make that show the best it's going to be, they'll do it. And if you are really looking forward to that show, you should have faith that they didn't just axe it. They are just putting it on hold until further notice. That could just mean it goes into purgatory and dies, which means it'll probably get replaced by a different show at some point or the other. But just remember that we also have Mandalorian, Book of Boba, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka, Visions, and a couple of other things, the Acolyte, so on and so forth.
Visions. Such a big question mark.
Nothing has come out about, and it's allegedly coming out in 3 months.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I keep
So
forgetting that.
I just would hold tight on that. Chuck, I don't know if you have anything on it.
No. Yeah, I mean, we talked about the stoppage, but that was about it. It's been a kind of bad batch, and that's been it for a little bit. I mean, I feel like Did Obi-Wan is Obi-Wan post-production?
I believe it's in, yeah, it's because they're hitting the media circuit now, or at least UN is. So I mean, we're in terms of show news, that's really the only big thing. It feels like in terms of marketing and media, the only thing that I've heard talks about are Obi-Wan. And when you look at Star Wars Visions, it's supposed to be coming out in 2021, but we haven't heard anything about it since December when they announced it. So there's a lot of there's a lot of speculation that we'll get a trailer near the end of the Bad Batch's run, so they don't overlap too bad. But we honestly, just don't have anything on that. Visions is what's next, and we'll cover that as it comes out. We'll probably have a month in between shows, and we'll do some talking, and maybe we'll revive our dead comic book podcast that lasted for 2 episodes. Who knows?
Well, I mean, there's more Marvel content coming.
There's a shit ton of Marvel content coming, but this is the biggest piece of news.
With before we do Visions, we should sort of try to put some coherent thought out there. Try to put some maybe some shot in the dark.
Oh, of what the show's gonna be.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, my random guess.
Yeah, probably as the show is coming to a close, as Bad Batch comes to a close, we can do that. I'd say episode 10 of Bad Batch would be a good point, because that'll be 5 episodes. But I did say the name, so let's get into it. Dave Filoni, promoted to executive creative director at Lucasfilm. Apparently, a move that was done like a while ago.
That makes sense.
So, and it just was now
Announced.
announced to the public, but it was apparently you could like see that it was a thing. But it's a cool job title for him to have, and I think what it does is he just has the power to yay or nay things now for different series, so he'll be overlooking basically as George Lucas did with less power, I think, is my general guess. So if they're making a huge decision on The Mandalorian season 3 that he doesn't necessarily think aligns with the vision, then I think he'll like either say, oh, let's go back to the drawing board on this one and try to figure it out, or let's just axe that. That being said, Favreau is also very smart and knows what he's doing, so I think it's just it's a good position for Filoni. The fans love it. I love it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you can't go wrong with Mr. Dave in his little cowboy hat. Well, it's not little, but you know what I mean.
I think he's a smart guy, and he's a smart
He's, I mean, like, look at his past. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
it's hard to kind of beat the success he's had with the productions that he's been part of.
And my dad has a saying, he always says, like, that guy gets it. And I think Dave Filoni is definitely one of those people.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Like, he gets It takes a Star Wars fan to do Star Wars right, quite honestly. And Ryan Johnson and J.J. Abrams, you could feel some of the passion in their movies, but it still didn't feel like it was a work of love for the series. It felt like I need to do what's going to make me established, not I'm going to do what will make Star Wars reestablished. And that to me is where the sequel trilogy really goes wrong. I like some of the movies, don't get me wrong, but I think that's where they go wrong. Like they stray when they're trying to do their own thing and not stay like true to the essence of the series, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's why a lot of people had a lot of issues with The Last Jedi. But Filoni is one of those people who just gets how Star Wars is supposed to be and gets what Star Wars could be. Like, there is a delineation between advancing Star Wars and advancing your own version of Star Wars. And, like, when you try to do too much and you try to do too many new things, you start to get so muddled in these new ideas that you start to lose sight of what this trilogy is supposed to be about, or what this TV show is supposed to be about, or what this standalone movie is supposed to be about. And it kind of becomes something else. And I'd say all of the sequel trilogy movies are guilty of it. But I'm glad that Filoni gets to oversee everything now. So that's movies, that's TV shows, that's books, which I really enjoy because it establishes a continuity. And that's one of the best parts of science fiction universes is a continuity that you can follow and pick out nods to other parts of continuity. I have some lower key news. There's some comic stuff. So the Old Republic is hinting some new story arcs if you're into the comics. Not the Old Republic, pardon me. The High Republic.
Oh, okay.
If you're into comic books, I'd give that a look. They're starting a new series, which is really starting to pick up momentum in terms of action and in terms of real plot development. They were doing a lot to establish the characters in the first couple months of all those releases, but now they're starting to hit the meat of what they want to talk about. So I'd look into that. It's cool. I'm not super into it, but that's because I do really like the other runs of comics going on right now, which I'm about to talk about. So there's this huge event right now. If you guys don't know, there is the war. The War of the Bounty Hunters, which is a all-encompassing arc that includes the Star Wars main run, the Darth Vader run, the Aphra run, the Bounty Hunters run, obviously, and the Darth Vader run. So five comics are going into this huge mega event, and it's about the hunt for Han Solo and how Boba Fett has Han Solo and everybody else wants him. From what I can tell, it's a good arc. I'm waiting for it to all come out, so I got like a month and a half left before that happens, so I can catch up on that. But I don't really report about the comics too much on this podcast, anyways. I will just pitch it to anybody who wants to read them. They are fantastic and brilliantly written, and you'll read a lot of clickbait articles about some of the shit they're revealing in some of the comics right now. But I wouldn't read those. I'd just go straight to the source, read the comics, and because they are very, very good. So that's all for news. I think that next week will be just a pretty regular Bad Batch episode. I'm not suspecting any news about Visions for at least another month, for Bad Batch to finish. But as far as that goes, we will just continue to plug away at this Bad Batch stuff. Chuck, let's get a hot take. What do you think next episode will have?
I think next episode is when we get a real rampage from your favorite clone in the Clone Force 99. I think our big brute loses his shit, and I think that's when our buddy Tech actually has to step up and use a little tool or whatever he was making.
Yeah, which hasn't been mentioned for two episodes.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that finally the lid comes off of that little concoction there, and we get the end of the stupid, oh, my head. And then Tech does something useful for once. Because this week I'm very disappointed, as you can tell. So
And honestly, that's kind of like finding the cure to zombieism in a way, you know what I mean? Like, it shows that you can like calm down the inhibitor chip of
Oh, yeah.
We know Ahsoka did it. I don't, since I haven't seen season 7, I don't know totally how she does it. Does she just remove it from Rex?
You have to, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it, man.
Okay. Someday, probably in the off season between Bad Batch and Visions, we'll do some post-mortem reviews on that one. But my predictions, my predictions are probably we'll get to know who hired Fennec, and we might get, I don't want to say another Fennec appearance, but we might, just maybe, because I know that she had some scenes in the trailers that haven't been shown yet in the TV show, so whatever. But probably some of that, and maybe some more Crosshair. I'm begging for it, actually. Probably some Crosshair versus Fennec stuff, perhaps. I think that'd be pretty tight, because I don't think the Empire hired her. Yeah, I think that's probably what we're gonna get next week. Either one of those two. That would be my guess. Oh man, Omari's not here. Who's gonna do
You got to
her?
do it. You got to do it.
Thank you all for listening so much. This has been I've Got a Bad Feeling About This, your favorite Star Wars podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bennett Buckles.
This is Charles Hammaker here, number one Wrecker fan in the world.
And again, thank you folks for listening so much. We'll see you sometime. No promises. We'll probably move to Fridays just because that's better. This will probably come out on a Monday, unfortunately. So sorry for that. But I'm sure we'll hit a real schedule sometimes. Thank you so much for listening. Chuck, do a scream.